You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, a report has come out saying an average business will spend $6,000 more a year, or it'll cost that business $6,000 more a year for every employee that they hire that's a smoker. So we'll talk about those numbers. Are they overblown, or is that the real cost? We'll also talk about the cheapest way to avoid wrinkles. Study came out saying sunscreen. Using regular sunscreen fights skin aging, probably cheaper than any of the other stuff out there. And then here was a study. I was on KABC's Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning discussing sleep deprivation and how sleep deprivation could cause people to be more likely to cheat on their partners. Do you buy that? So as you can see, very busy today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so if we could just go through some quick anatomy. You got the prefrontal cortex region of the brain. Well, that's near the front, okay, prefrontal cortex. Now, that part of the brain affects self-control, and it's powered by glucose, by sugar. If you don't get enough sleep, according to this one study, then you will have less glucose going to that area, or you will deplete the stores of glucose, right? The sugar that gets broken down from your pasta and your rice and your bread, etc. And they say if that part of the brain, then that is supposed to help you with self-control, doesn't get its fuel, you will be more likely to have lack of self-control, therefore more likely to cheat. Or to cheat. I'm sorry. Cheat. Cheap story. Yeah. All right. So, how many of you would even, I mean, really, okay, if somebody was cheating on their wife or cheating on their husband, okay, would you really blame lack of sleep? Really? They say a self-control heavily determines whether someone can resist temptation, and an interrupted sleep could mean people are more likely to indulge themselves. Now, I do have to say, when I was sleep deprived and training, I did eat more sugar. I was not watching my weight. And I would eat, if it was 2 a.m. and there was maybe some muffins or packaged Danish left in the cafeteria for us who was working overnight. I think the only thing that was working was coffee, soda, and some packaged Danish at 2 a.m. Because 36-hour shifts, by 2 a.m, whatever you ate at 5 o'clock for dinner is already burned up. And so if I had to be woken up in the middle of the night, I wouldn't sit there and go, oh, well, let's hold off on the carbs. All right. I would get some Coca-Cola. I would have a Danish and, you know, keep myself awake. And it was funny because I thought I would lose weight. And I was still pretty skinny at the time. I thought I would lose weight because if you're not sleeping, you're up and you're running around for 36 hours, you know, as opposed to being in bed for 8-9 hours. But no, I actually gained. So lack of sleep, I would say, does cause a lack of self-control. I don't think to the point where you'd actually cheat. That's ridiculous. But it there's some truth to that. All right. So what does that mean? Well, it means that we need more sleep. Okay. Now, I don't see how you having lack of sleep is going to make you the next day go and flirt with the secretary, right, or go and flirt with your colleague. But apparently, the researcher Christopher Barnes, who wrote in the Harvard Business Review and his colleagues, found that a difference of just 22 minutes sleep between those who cheated and those who did not. So if you lose, let's say, 22 minutes of sleep each night more than your colleague, you'll be more likely to cheat. They said, but a lack of sleep is also blamed on lowering sex drive. So if somebody's sleep deprived, they usually have a lower sex drive. So to me, that makes no sense. All right. But that was the study we talked about today. Just, you know, get your sleep. Okay. The last thing we want is you getting into any sort of trouble, especially in that area. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got this elephant at an Oregon zoo who has been diagnosed with tuberculosis. All right, apparently Rama is an Asian elephant that had been born in the Portland Zoo back in 1983. So I'm older than the elephant. And this elephant tested positive for tuberculosis on Friday. Apparently he shows no symptoms of the disease, poses no threat to visitors, and is expected to make a complete recovery. They think Rama is going to be fine because it's a very treatable disease. Whew, thank God. They say the treatment of the drugs to treat this elephant is going to cost more than $50,000. No other elephants in the zoo's herd has tuberculosis. So then what made them decide to test the animal? You know, some of you will get a tuberculosis test, a TB test, and you'll do the TB test and it'll come up positive. And you'll be like, well, what the hell? I've never had tuberculosis. What? You know. So then we do a chest x-ray to make sure you don't have anything active. If you don't have anything active, we will then have to decide, were you exposed? And before you become active, if we want to put you on medication. Or were you vaccinated against tuberculosis? Many people from the Philippines had a tuberculosis vaccine. So if they were vaccinated as kids, now as adults, they'll show a positive for the TB test. Now, there's other ways to also test. We could do blood tests. We could do acid fast bacteria staining, cultures, etc. But tuberculosis is some serious stuff. And animals can give tuberculosis to people. My only question is why did they decide to screen him if he doesn't have any symptoms? I mean, was he coughing and therefore was that a symptom? Or do they just screen everybody for tuberculosis? Now, when you pass a tuberculosis test or it comes a positive, that means you've built up antibodies. That doesn't necessarily mean you have active infection, okay? If you do, let's say, a TB test on a human, all right, that just means you have antibodies. You could have decades ago been exposed, which is why we don't always panic when we have a positive TB test. But my guess is if they say he tested positive, then they did some more confirmatory tests. All right, Rama the elephant. All right, guys, let's talk about hiring a smoker as a worker. And will this cause employers to fire their smoking employees? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillip, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So many of you have probably seen the headlines saying hiring a smoker costs U.S. firms $5,000 a head, $6,000 a head. I'm looking at one that's now saying $7,500 a head. Now, I guess a study had come out, all right, published in the Journal of Tobacco Control, where they say an employee who smokes costs his or her employer nearly $6,000 more per year than a non-smoker. In addition to the health insurance rates, you have the absence costs for ill health, lower productivity, smoking breaks, etc. And so you see these headlines, which always make me nervous, okay? It always makes me nervous because I hate job discrimination. But we've already seen numerous employers now and numerous firms say, look, if you're a smoker, you've got to pay more for your health insurance. Or if you are a non-smoker, we'll hire you. We're not hiring smokers. All right. Now, it's interesting that you are not allowed to discriminate. All right. And employers are not supposed to discriminate against sex, religion, creed, but they could discriminate against smokers. All of a sudden, that's allowed. All right. Now, I know me being a doctor, many of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, I don't understand that. Why are you taking the smoker's side? Okay, I just don't like any discrimination at all. And remember, people, if we can get away with discriminating against smokers, it's only a matter of time where we have widespread discrimination against obese people, widespread discrimination against people with diabetes, and widespread discrimination against our older population. Now, many of you already have seen the discrimination in various forms, but this smoking issue in terms of hiring and the employment issue with smokers versus non-smokers is pretty blatant. I mean, these companies are very blatantly saying you pay more than your coworker for your health insurance. And if you're a smoker, don't bother applying. So we have already allowed this. Now, some of you are saying, well, Dr. Dahlia, the reason why we do that is because, smokers cost more in terms of health insurance, cost more in terms of absence for ill health, lower productivity because of smoking breaks. Okay, what about somebody who has diabetes? A diabetic causes health insurance rates to go up. A diabetic appears to get more colds and be more at risk for infection. And a lot of us diabetics have frequent urination. So rather than smoking breaks, we need to take more potty breaks. What about a person with Crohn's disease? What about a person that, migraines? What about, I mean, you see how this could go on. Okay? So if we're saying employers are allowed to discriminate against smokers because of those reasons, then they could discriminate against anybody. Now, as an employer, I do see the other side. $6,000 to $7,000 bucks a head, you can't afford that. Okay? I don't know about you guys, but we're still in a recession where I live. And it is bad. This is the worst year I have ever seen. I don't know why they say things are getting better, but it is bad. And so if I have to, let's say if I had a big company, I don't have to make those decisions because I have a small company. And I want to make those decisions because being who I am, I don't want to discriminate against smokers, non-smokers, obese, non-obese, etc. But if I had a company and I had to look at the bottom line and a certain type of employee would cost us more, all right, I could see why they have to. I mean, remember, these companies are trying to stay alive. It's nice that they don't discriminate. I think that's wonderful and they shouldn't. But nobody's going to say, gosh, XYZ company was so nice for not taking on a non-smoking policy. That was so nice of them. Where are they? Oh, they went out of business. So at $6,000 an employee, that's rough. That's rough. Now, some of us, though, when we look at Obamacare and we look at health care, et cetera, we go, look, people that are sick or people that have certain issues should be responsible for their own premiums. Why should we pay for a smoker's premiums? Why should we pay for a smoker's COPD? Why should we pay for an obese person's diabetes? Okay, and I get that. I understand that. Here you are busting your butt to be in good health, all right, so, to keep your costs down, and your health insurance costs are going up because people around you aren't healthy. I understand that. You have a right to be upset about that. You do. I mean, let's be honest here. That does stink. Okay? Smokers, many of them have COPD, emphysema. It costs a lot of money to take care of them. But, it also takes a lot of money to take care of cancer patients. And many of us that don't smoke and don't drink get cancer, God forbid. Same thing with heart disease. Who is going to be the one to decide that the heart attack or the stroke that you, God forbid, incurred was your fault versus not? We're not going to be able to get into that discussion. We don't want to get into that discussion. I mean, I've been watching what I eat. I exercise. I try and watch my weight. I got a lot more, a lot more way to go. All right. I do. I bust my butt. But if I get diabetes, because genetically it's in my family, okay, is somebody going to blame me saying, well, it's because I ate Ho-Hos? Okay, I probably eat Ho-Hos maybe once a year. And it's just one little package of Ho-Hos. That's it. I talk about Ho-Hos because I like Ho-Hos. I like Hostess a lot, but I don't eat a lot of it. So, you know, the whole health insurance game, the whole, you know, baby boomer group of new insurance applicants, the whole, you know, the whole population shift in terms of us becoming older and maybe more sickly because we're living longer. All right. Where do you place the blame? And I don't know what to tell employers to do. I mean, you know, employers are stuck in the middle of this, and the patients are stuck in the middle of this. Health insurance costs have quadrupled, if not quintupled, if that's the word for it. And so what is an employer to do if it's going to cost more money? Now, do smokers really take off more work? According to this one study, they say the annual absenteeism among smokers is 2.6 days more per person compared to non-smokers. Now, I would say, being an employer, that my women employees would take off much more work than my male employees. And that's not being sexist or stereotyping or whatever. I notice, not so much my smoking employees, but I notice high absenteeism disparities between a female employee and a male. Many of these females have kids. If the kids are sick, they're the ones that stay home with them, period cramps, migraines, etc. We had one employee who said she needs to take a day off for a stress day. Remember we talked about stress days? That was a new term that came out a couple years ago, and I told you guys to get rid of it as fast as you guys came up with it. If somebody needs to take off a day of work for a quote-unquote stress day, really, if the job is that stressful, maybe you don't belong in this job. But I do notice more absenteeism with female employees than male. But so what does that mean? Okay, I mean, are we going to calculate that into the cost? So I get a little nervous when I see that these headlines are targeting smokers, saying they're costing U.S. firms a lot of money. Because I'm going to tell you, we've had multiple employees that I think have cost us way more than our smoking employees alone. So, you know, this is the society we're in now. And you know, I should be telling you to quit smoking for your health, and I do. All right? You don't need to be smoking. Any way you can quit, I want you to quit. We've talked about ways to quit smoking. We've talked about what's out there, what works, what doesn't work. E-cigs, Chantix, Wellbutrin, nicotine patches, nicotine gum, which I'm not a huge fan of, acupuncture, homeopathy, hypnotherapy. All right? And I know that's easier said than done. For those of you addicted to nicotine, that's a very tough thing to get off of. I understand that. I'm empathetic towards that. I understand that. All right. But if you don't want to quit smoking for your health or for, you know, health of other people around you, you may have to quit smoking for your job, because it looks like it is allowable for you to be discriminated against by your employer because you smoke. Already the government's discriminating against you. You have to pay more taxes on cigarettes and, obviously, you know, anybody else. I mean, you know, you, all right? I mean, they aren't taxing alcohol to the degree that they're taxing cigarettes. They're taxing soda to the degree that they're taxing cigarettes. But apparently this discrimination is allowed. Try to get off the smokes. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is kind of interesting. We were just talking about how smokers are discriminated against in the workplace, but it looks like if you have autism, you may actually be able to find a job. This is interesting. German computer software giant SAP last month launched a recruitment drive to attract people with autism to join it as software testers. All right? I guess then U.S. home financing firm Freddie Mac advertised a second round of paid internships aimed specifically at autistic students or new graduates. Apparently, they hope to harness the unique talents of autistic people, as well as giving people previously marginalized in the workplace a chance to flourish in a job. To this, I say bravo. Man, this is awesome. Now that we have more and more autistic children being born, 1 in 56, they are now sane, is a part of the autism spectrum. When you think back to school, remember you used to be in a class of 30 kids? All right, so basically those odds is every two classrooms has one autistic child in it. All right, I mean throughout the country. That's how you would have to look at it. Okay? Or every family that has about 50, 60 kids running around in it at a family reunion, one of them is autistic. That would be the statistics. And the fact that we have so many people with autism or along the autism spectrum is very scary, because many of these children, when they do grow up, are going to have difficulty finding jobs in the workplace. There was a story, I don't know who did this, there was a story I think out of CNN that had been done a few years ago, where parents were saying that they wish their son or their daughter died before them, because they are so afraid to leave this earth and nobody's there to take care of their autistic child. Pretty scary stuff. I mean, we have autistic children in our family, my nieces and nephews. We have four on the autism spectrum, two with severe autism, two with Asperger's. And I know my family member is that is the mother of these kids is really concerned. I mean, what happens to these kids if she's gone or dad's gone? And so what I do want our society to do is, number one, realize that autism is on the rise and figure out what the hell is causing that. Number two is what talents do autistic children and autistic people have, or Asperger people have, and capitalize on that. Now, when we talk about Asperger's, many people with Asperger's are very, very smart, just like autism, extremely smart. With Asperger's, it's a milder form of autism. They seem to stand out in class because they're a little bit more clumsy. They don't seem to be on the popular end of the population pool. Some of them seem to be a little heavier. Some of them seem to be a little bit more socially challenged. But these kids still are very smart. They know their stuff. And they get very good at a couple subjects. Really good. Okay? Yeah, some of them may struggle in school. Some may not. But there's certain things that these autistic or these Asperger kids could do that is beyond what their classmates can. And zeroing in on that, in addition to helping them expand their social skills and their other academic talents, but zeroing in on something that they could do is exactly how we need to embrace our new population of autistic children. All right? Now, they say autism spectrum disorders were thought to affect, at this study, 1% of the population worldwide. It's more than that. It's a lot more than that. Now, why is it so much more, and why is there this conflicting information on how many people have an autism spectrum disorder? Because full-blown severe autism stands out. All right? It's a lot easier to diagnose. Asperger's isn't. You know, I'll look around, I'll watch, you know, people on TV or in these reality shows, or I'll see kids that come into my practice, and you see it, all right? Sometimes you don't want to label it, all right, because there's really no medical treatment. There's not a lot of treatment. I mean, many of these kids come in for learning disabilities. They come in for obesity issues. They come in for just regular checkups. And I can't tell you how many Asperger kids I see. A lot of them. All right, and there's really no cut and dry diagnosis that many of us doctors are trained to do. Okay, and you know the kids, and you know maybe we don't want to label a kid. Okay, maybe we don't want to label them if they're doing okay in school, they have some friends, and they aren't the most popular. You know, I mean, what I do is I recommend martial arts to these kids. I think kids with Asperger's would definitely benefit from martial arts. Number one is, it's a great form of exercise. Number two, it's great with self-control. All right? Just in case some kids have issues with self-control, Asperger's or not. Number three is, you can defend yourself. Some of these Asperger kids get beat up because, again, they're on the wrong end of the social pool. And so them having some martial arts skills, able to block, is, I think, one of the biggest gifts a parent could bestow on them. Not to mention, it allows them to be athletic. They're in a sport. Many Asperger kids have some difficulty with football and baseball and basketball and volleyball and softball, etc. Right? Then get them into a sport that helps them with their balance. And, you know, so I think a lot of those types of things need to be taught to us doctors and health professionals so we can sometimes help these kids. But a lot of these kids have Asperger's. Mom has no idea. The kid has no idea. The doctor isn't really screening for it, and that's why the numbers are even larger than are even documented. So if you do have certain companies that'll hire autistic people, that is phenomenal. They say in Great Britain, only 15% of adults with autism are in full-time employment. Now, remember, many of us that listen to my show, you're pretty much probably in your 20s to your 80s, okay? You know, I don't really have a lot of teenagers, et cetera, or kids, I don't think, listen to the show unless mom or dad are listening to it in the car. All right. Now, one of the big problems we right now are facing is our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and uncles are of a group of population that is bigger than our own, which is why we're having the Medicare issues and the Social Security issues in terms of them being defunct in 2026 and 2033, respectively. So if we have that issue now of our baby boomers being more populous than our current generation, what do you think is going to happen with our autistic population? If only 15% statistically can have full-time employment, and if 1 in 56, you know, people have some sort of autism, then who is putting into our tax system? All right? Now, some of you may say, well, there's going to be a lot of jobs later. That's going to be great. I don't know. Maybe many of our baby boomers people, maybe many of our baby boomers now are 65 and older of retirement age, and I don't see the jobs all over the place. Okay, yeah, maybe there will be more jobs, but if we don't have enough people working and putting money into the system, we're going to have the same issues in 20 years as we're having right now. That's why a recession usually hits every 10 to 20 years. With the population changes and with the new legislation and the new entitlements, et cetera, okay, and well, as well as the population growing, the more the population grows and the less people that pay taxes, boom, you fall into some pretty peril financial times. So this is something we need to keep a watch on, but that is exactly the economic foresight we need. Companies, if you could figure out what you have and you need that you could actually utilize an autistic person's talents for, please, for the love of the Lord, hire them. That is phenomenal. Way to go. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Alex.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So regular sunscreen use, which we ladies have figured out, you know, could help prevent wrinkles because you're preventing the sun. Well, a study has found that maybe applying sunscreen is probably the most inexpensive, best way to slow down skin aging. According to the study out of Australia, they looked at 900 young and middle-aged adults and showed that those who applied sunscreen most days had no detectable aging of the skin after 4.5 years. That is phenomenal, because usually we show signs of aging year after year. The finding published yesterday on the Annals of Internal Medicine actually provides some scientific backing for what we've been talking about for years. Putting sunscreen on could help prevent aging, keep your skin looking young. Now, you know, I'm still caught between, you know, telling you guys to avoid the sun so you don't get melanomas and you don't age prematurely, etc., and then getting some sun because I think people are healthier getting some fresh air and sunlight. And that is a tough one. You know, we just had another patient who was diagnosed with melanoma. I mean, melanoma scares the, you know, boobies out of me. I mean, I am very, very scared of melanoma. And I do not want to put any of my patients in harm's way. So I need to tell them to lather up with sunscreen, put on their hats, wear long clothing, and avoid the sun. But, you know, I don't feel right when I go from office building to office building or shaded or car parked in a shaded area into the building. You know, sometimes I just ache for like some 5-10 minutes of sun. And it's not like I could just stick my arm out the window to get the sun because I could always watch an arm for melanoma, right? It could cause a melanocyte to go rogue and, you know, you could have a melanoma elsewhere on your body. So it's a very unpredictable type of occurrence, skin cancer. But I think we are doing many of us a disservice not getting sun. It's just who's going to get the skin cancer and who's going to get the health risks from not getting sun. We don't know that, which is why we still have a resounding boo on the subject. Now, when it comes to sunscreen, many women's makeup have sunscreen. So those of us makeup wearers wear sunscreen daily. Now, I do get a little nervous about the chemicals, okay? Whether it's in sunscreen or makeup. We've shown that makeup can have phthalates, which could cause endocrine disruption, could be possibly linked to cancer. They're still studying that. We've also, you know that sunscreen can actually, in and of itself, cause skin cancer by causing free radicals and sometimes causing changes within the skin. All right, when we talked about oxybenzone on the news, Fox 5 News, a few years back, how that could possibly lead to skin cancer, how we have to be careful with some of our sunscreens and avoid the sunscreens with oxybenzone. I haven't seen much news about that lately in the last couple years, but that was concerning. So what I usually do with my kids is if they're going to go swimming somewhere, I make them wear their sun shirts, right? I make them wear hats if they can. I let their hair grow out longer just so it covers up. I don't shave their hair crew cut style like I did when they were younger. I let their hair be a little bit more curly and a little bit more messy in the summer just to give them some protection of their scalp, because the scalp is one of the scariest places to find a melanoma. If your barber or hairdresser doesn't spot it, you're screwed. That's why I go to your doctor for your yearly skin cancer screen. And, you know, I'll put sunscreen on the sun exposed areas. And this way I feel like I can have the sunscreen exposure. I make them wear the longer bathing suit shorts. No Speedos in my family. They wear the, the bathing suit shorts that go down to the knees. Why not? And it gives them some protection. And hopefully, if I missed a spot with the sunscreen, that's a little area the human body could get some sun in. You know, it's just one of those things where, you know, what do? But I got to tell you, this is a phenomenal study. They said if participants used SPF 15 plus sunscreen on their face, arms, and hands, the other half, I guess, didn't, they found that that the participants that did use the SPF 15 plus sunscreen on their face did well. I mean, we're talking 4.5 years, no changing in the skin or the aging. That is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Many of you ask about moisturizing and all that. You know, again, my only problem is the chemicals. Okay, your body absorbs things. Your body has pores in it. And I don't like to put a lot of moisturizers on my face because I don't want to put any more chemicals that I'm already putting on because I'm wearing makeup all day long. But I got to admit, moisturizing keeps you looking younger. It's just something you got to do. You know, I mean, maybe what you could do is you could put your moisturizer on under your makeup, ladies. So then you're getting your moisturizing, you're getting your makeup on, and then at night when you sleep, you give your skin a break. But it's hard to say because we have no idea if you don't put a moisturizer on at night if that's going to make you age or not. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this newly discovered SARS-like virus now has already, I believe, killed 27 people. 49 known infection of this MERS-CoV virus, the latest deaths were reported in Saudi Arabia. Now, I was on Fox 5 News a couple days ago talking about this. This is a pretty scary virus out of the corona family. And the WHO, the World Health Organization, is saying that this is a threat to the entire world, even though most of the cases right now have been found on the Arabian Peninsula. But they say, and say some of the European cases that have, you know, contracted this have had direct or indirect connection to the Middle East. So how is this being transmitted? Well, we think it could be transmitted, this virus, by droplet, okay, infection, because the coronaviruses could cause anything from cold to SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. But this new virus is not particularly SARS. It could cause something like SARS. So it's given the Middle East respiratory symptom name called MERS. It acts like a cold, attacks the respiratory system. Then either some people will recover for nicely, some people will go into an acute respiratory distress and then could possibly die. So we'll keep you guys more posted on any new developments of this. Right now, we haven't heard of any cases in America yet. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is an interesting study. They say 2:55 in the afternoon is the most common time where the average employee is doing the least amount of work. And I got to tell you, for me, that's nap time. Now, even though I work during that time, I agree. All right, if it's a Saturday or Sunday, I'm usually in bed by 2 in the afternoon, because from 2 to 4:30 or from 2 to 5 is my least productive. So they say 2:55 p.m. is the time of day when most workers will start to go on their Facebook, will start to go on their Twitter, they'll go and buy some coffee or go and get some chocolate. And, you know, they're able to track that stuff, okay? One employee admitted that by the time 3 o'clock hits, they're already planning their evening. You know, now, again, that could also be a defense mechanism because many of us get into that lull. Now, 2:55 is a couple hours after lunch. A couple hours after lunch is when the food is already out of the stomach and digesting in the small intestine. So you know how many of us get tired, which is why many countries actually have siestas or naps for lunchtime. You eat something, you take a little nap. But it makes perfect sense. And for me, I try not to skip lunch. I usually eat something for lunch. For me, that time of day, I am ready to take a nap. So, you know, if you're a boss, you may want to roam around the office in the afternoon. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
The state of our drinking water today is worse than at any time in human history. Studies show that most drinking water contains heavy metals, aluminum, chromium-6, agricultural, and industrial toxins. If you get regular headaches, migraines, chronic pain, foggy thinking, fatigue, or nervous system malfunctions, you may have a buildup of these harmful toxins. This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. Use it to neutralize inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, arsenic, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. These toxins accumulate in your body over time and can cause many problems. You can get them out. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine water with powerful healing properties. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to waterwebinar.com now. That's waterwebinar.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.